We just got a text message, 502-571-9970, asking if Chelsea could update us on her ghost. She's literally got a ghost, she thinks, living in her apartment.
Why you got this music? It's freaking me out.
It is kind of freaky, yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
I'm scared. Yeah, I got an update, unfortunately. So the other day, I came home from work, and you know I live in an apartment in an old house. So I keep my bedroom door closed. The cat and the dog can roam in the living room and the kitchen and stuff, but I keep my bedroom door closed. Well, I come home from work, and I look at my bedroom door. I can't find my dog or my cat. My cat is meowing at the bedroom door. And my dog is hiding in a corner, and I'm like, what the heck is going on?
No, animals, so, no.
And right, and I didn't really put two and two together for a second. I was like, what the heck is going on? So the cat's like, meow, at the door. So I open the door, and I go in the bathroom. And first of all, the heat is on in the house now, right? Because it's cold.
Sure.
And my bedroom gets the hottest. And I walk in my bedroom and it's freezing cold in my bedroom.
You know what they say about that?
I know.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm still not putting two and two together. And then all of a sudden, I just get like super creeped out. And I walk into my bathroom and I see that the toilet paper roll had completely unraveled, which happened when I moved into the apartment.
Like, your mom saw it unraveling.
My mom saw it unraveling. Yeah. We both did. And then it's not like my cat could have gotten in there and unraveled it. And that's not something she does anyways. So the toilet paper roll was unraveled. And then I go and I look where I have this little jar of, it's like a little mason jar full of Q-tips. And then pushed over and smashed on the ground.
Wow.
And my bedroom was freezing. And I just felt off. You know what I mean? It just felt super creepy.
Well, yeah.
So it's been quiet for a couple of months. Like, nothing really has happened. And all of a sudden, it's like, boom.
That all feeling is terror.
Yeah.
Do you
deep
think
within your soul
that your ghost knows that it's All Hallows Eve here soon?
I don't know, apparently. But I think it also, I've been talking about moving.
Ah, so do you think maybe this ghost is expressing displeasure in that? Maybe he's gotten used to you being around,
right,
and now he's like, no, you can't leave me. You're not going to leave
me.
I
just gotten used to you.
I was so scared. So I took the dog for a walk because I was like, I can get out of here for a minute. I came back and my bedroom was hot again.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll help you move. And when I say I'll help you move, I'll send a truck. Like, I'm not going over there.
I'm not
setting foot in there. Nope.
All right.
You should see the basement. It's the scariest. And that's where my laundry is.
No,
it's the
sir.
Scariest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Why, wow. Okay. Chelsea? Yep. No.
So there's that. So that's my life.
All right. Thank you, Chelsea,
yeah,
for that update. 99.7 DJX.
Yep.